The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morella.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rock.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the toilet?
See, they do float.
Oh, look at that!
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back, Total Divas, Season 4, Episode 8. It's flying by, y'all. Not okay with this. So not okay with this. But he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're going to get into all the dirt from this week's episode. I can't wait. Can you?
I really can't wait. Do you have your singing voice ready? Because I'm going to put you on the spot and have you do some singing.
Yeah, no, not a singer.
No, no, not going to sing? Not going to belt out a tune?
No, I don't belt out a tune. I'm sober. Maybe I need a little bubbly to get me warmed up, as it were.
All right, let's put the champagne on the ice a little bit, let it get chilled, and we're going to get Lindsay to sing when we come back.
But till then, this is The Rack Extra, Total Divas, and we will be right back.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axelmania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ouch, that's hot. How does he do this without burning himself?
I don't know, but there's way too much smoke.
Yeah, there is.
Just do the line.
Oh, right. Right. We're here.
And Every Thursday night, be a part of the experience known as The Rack. From all of the latest wrestling news, discussions, recaps of NXT and SmackDown, interviews with all of our favorite superstars, and more. Follow the Buzzards to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm Santino Morella.
I'm going to prove to you and everyone else that I am the greatest intercontinental champion, eh? Of all the time!
You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Come back from break with episode 8. We're cutting right to the chase with Alicia and Natty in the car. And Alicia's tossing hair out.
Why is she tossing hair out?
Because her weave is falling out.
Those damn edges.
She must have run into Sasha.
Well, she did. Explain.
Okay, so apparently Natty lied about them getting facials, and she's getting, like, laser tightening, I guess. Okay, I'm never doing that. Ever. Like, ever. I'm not having them shoot a laser at my face. So keep your distance, stay behind the ropes, that's where you belong. Nikki Bella. Okay, well, we're getting our inner, you know what on. As we're in New Orleans. For Raw? SmackDown?
Something.
Something. We have a Bella, we have a Naomi.
And we have Nikki's boobs.
And they're playing with Nikki's boobs. We have a Natty and a Mark Carano.
Carano helps eat selfies.
Hey, it's way in the background. So basically they're talking about Natty's contract.
There's Michael Hayes.
There's Pony TJ.
There's a Ziggler. Oh, we're going right to Ziggler and Nikki.
It's the Ziggler episode!
Or at least the start of it.
The start of it. Hey, was it Adam Rose?
They want Natty to be an ambassador.
Basically, they're transitioning her from in-ring diva to ambassador, goodwill person. Why does she have brown in her hair? Natty, what did she do to your hair?
She's thinking that the company thinks she's too old and past her prime. Carano's like, shouldn't be telling her conversations to other people.
Carano basically tries to, you know, glad hand it. He's like, I'm so done with this. I'm so done.
All right, we're heading to the ring, or setting up the ring. Or we're now backstage with Nikki and
Bella Twins
and Cameron. Bree's going into a studio to record a song, and she's bunking with Nikki tonight.
Oh my god. Oh god. Oh my.
We're going to Bree Mode.
Bree's gonna sing. And they're doing this right in front of the men's locker room too.
Alright then.
Oh god, this is going to be special. As we're at Monday Night Raw in New Orleans. We're getting our hair and our makeup did.
They got, and Natty is the office ref. Do I look old?
He's like, I don't want to play this game.
You'd never play this game. Dude, the other dude says, mid-30s.
And he's like, run away. Eric!
We had an Eric Rowan total diva.
Hey, how old are you? Eric Rowan, ginger giant, total diva.
Emma's like, how, you're 37? It's Bree versus Tamina in the ring. Natty realizes she has to look great at all times.
She looks fine. I don't even know what she's talking about. She looks amazing. God, I wish I would look as good as she does.
Except for her hair choices.
Except for the pink.
We're on location.
With Miz and Paige, and Paige is an elf.
Paige loves being a bitch.
Well, she's good at it.
Paige's boyfriend is in town.
Aww, they're having a moment. He brought her flowers.
As you do.
And he blocks the kiss with the flowers. Aw, they're so cute. They're just having these sweet little moments. She's saying how hard it is to be away from him.
She hands back the flowers because she has nowhere to put the flowers.
She doesn't have a trailer? He's so awkward. It's adorable.
He doesn't know where to stand.
As we go back to New York, and we're with somebody.
Bree.
We are with Bree. She's heading to a recording studio. Oh god. Oh god, this is gonna be special. This is gonna be so damn special.
She's already going in knowing how bad she's going to be.
Hey, you know, every girl knows her strengths.
She's not Beyonce. They can take it piece by piece so she, you know, won't struggle. She misses her cue.
This is so special.
They want more intensity in her singing.
Oh my god. People are so regretting their life choices right now.
She's a little sketchy with her timing. No one of the other dudes is going in to help her.
Oh my gosh. Somebody should have checked if they could sing before they could do this, or before they did this.
Brie wants to destroy everything she was recording, because if her sister gets a hold of it.
Well, your sister I don't think is going to do much better, but.
What? What?
Everybody is so confused. Okay, so, where do we start?
Our growing as a total diva?
Eric Rowan is a total diva, ladies and gentlemen. I miss his ginger face. He needs to come back.
And he didn't even show his ginger face, just the beard.
No, he kind of got a side profile, but I love that, how he's like, she's like, how old do I look? And he's like, 31. She's like, thank you. And he's like, wait, how old are you? Ever the gentleman, Eric Rowan, ladies and gentlemen. Never, ever, ever ask a lady her age. Ever.
But the lady shouldn't be asking, how old do I look?
Well, okay, I want to get on this a little bit, because I feel like Natty's freaking out for nothing. She looks amazing. She really, really does. She shouldn't be worried about looking old or looking tired, looking anything like that. She looks absolutely fine. She's stunning. She's beautiful. I wish I looked like Natty. I really do. I mean, God, she's amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something of, I don't think what they're trying to do has anything to do with looks. And it doesn't have to do with the fact that Natty's past her prime. It doesn't have to do with any of that. It's, they are trying to create spots in the divas division. They are trying to move some of the longer term divas into positions to where they are still with the company. They are still featured. They are still getting paid. They're still around to benefit the younger divas that are coming up. But they have a bunch of people that are down in NXT ready to come up.
Right.
Ready to take those spots and ready to help move the Divas division forward. And unfortunately, Natty is just not a part of that vision, which sucks because Natty really should be given the experience and the knowledge that she has, but they don't see her as a part of the Divas Revolution. So they instead want to move her into a position where she can do more good. And one thing that Natty would be really good at is PR work, you know, going to like the Be a Star campaigns, being a spokesperson, working the red carpet, doing a lot of the things that she has been doing previously, but less wrestling and more of that, which would maybe more conducive to her schedule given what's coming up. So I don't think it's so much them trying to phase her out as them just trying to move her into another area where she could benefit.
They value her in many different factions, and they want her to succeed in a lot of them.
Yeah, and it's something of, if they didn't care, they wanted to phase her out, honestly, they wouldn't re-sign her, or they would offer her a worse deal. But the fact that they're trying to find her something shows that she does hold value for them.
You know, this show brings out a lot of insecurities in these women.
Shows you how insecure women really are.
Right?
But I love how Natty goes right to Nikki and tells Nikki, and Carano's like, damn it.
Not even 20 minutes.
Not even 20 minutes. Oh, we are at Payback as we come back from break. So we're at Payback. I forget what happened at Payback. I don't even remember. But we see Brie. We see R-Truth. We see Nikki.
Dean and Seth happened at Payback, the first one. We're with R-Truth and, you know, apparently Nikki, Brie has a decent singing voice in the shower. Oh.
Oh my gosh, that's awful. Bless Brie. Bless her so much. That's awful. No, Brie. Auto-tune cannot make your voice sound worse. I see Asina in the background. Okay, and now we have a sing-off between the sisters. Oh, God.
Nikki's like, why can't I sing mine? She thinks she's Marilyn Monroe.
Hey, it was a Damien Sandow.
Found Sandow. Someone alert 6 degrees of Sandow. We found him.
Found him. He was on Total Divas.
He's on Total Divas. And that, yeah.
It's interesting how many of the guys are Total Divas.
Uh-huh.
Now we see the girls coming out. Did Nikki have a match at Payback?
Yeah. This was the awkward triple threat, I think.
Oh, was it? I like Nikki's dress. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh no. No. Don't do that to Jim Johnston. Please don't. He's such a nice man. Don't do that to him.
Wait, what are we?
This isn't Payback.
No, it is Payback.
Is it? Yeah. Was there a tag match?
Graphics say Payback.
What was the match at Payback? Was it Nikki and Brie versus Tamina and-
I didn't think it was. Oh no. We're learning new words. Fleek.
How is Tamina walking around in the background if she's in the ring right now?
This is a different segment. No, this was the tag match. That was the tag match.
Oh, was this a tag match? Okay.
This was Bray versus Ryback show.
Oh, God.
And this was the Fatal 4-Way. So the next one, Elimination Chamber, was the first. Dean and Seth. That's what it was. Okay.
Oh, that's right. I tried to forget this show. Mm-hmm. That's right. I completely tried to repress this.
There were 3 shows in 6 weeks at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, Natty. And TJ laughs. And she just used the word bae.
Natty. Honey. No. That's a no.
So we have Paige and the boyfriend going out.
Getting a drink.
And a fangirl for her boyfriend shows up.
What the hell?
It came out blurry and now she's taking it Sophie style. Paige is showing a little jealousy.
Okay, well.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. We'll get into this when we go to the break, because yeah, I'm kind of with Paige on this. Oh my, we're having a tiff over the fans. So as we go to break, oh shit, we're not. I'm lying, Jim Johnston. We get to see Jim Johnston, the elusive Jim Johnston.
I believe so. Yeah.
Put him in the Hall of Fame, y'all. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
As we go to break.
Okay.
I'm just gonna sit here and Google stuff. Go ahead.
You're gonna Google stuff?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The respect. So I'm with Paige on this. It's okay to walk up to somebody if they're out walking around, like, you know, at a festival like they were, if it's a public place, you know, it's, if there really isn't any kind of, I guess, and this is how awful, reasonable expectation of privacy, or they're not, like, you know, at a restaurant or something, I would agree that it's okay to do it then. Because they're out, they're having a good time, they're at a festival, you know, they're gonna get recognized, they know they're gonna get recognized, and that's part of the deal. The only exception to that would be 4 a.m. at the airport or at their hotel after a show.
#SashaBanks.
#SashaBanks. Tweet it out, y'all. So, it's kind of one of my pet peeves, and just because I don't like to do it, to walk up to a celebrity, any celebrity, when they're at, you know, at a dinner in particular, or at any kind of meal, and they're sitting there with their family, or they're sitting on their own, or they're out on a date, or whatever, and you walk up and you ask for an autograph, or you ask for a picture, you know, and you interrupt that moment, because in that moment, they're just them. They're trying to have an intimate moment with their significant other or with someone else or whatever. And they're just trying to have that moment and to have somebody walk up and be like, oh, hey, can I get a picture? Oh, hey, you want to do a shot? You know, the only exception to that is if they invite you. Like if you're sitting there and they're like, hey, you want to have a drink? Sure. You know, because it happens, you know, if they're going out partying. But, you know, if they're at dinner or if they're at lunch or if they're at breakfast or, you know, if they're at a hotel, if they're, you know, wherever. Basically, if there's some expectation, because I'm butchering this, of privacy, you really shouldn't bother them, because they're people too.
Yeah, they're allowed to have an off moment. They're not supposed to be on 24/7. So, you know, you gotta respect that.
I mean, at shows, at festivals, at public events, that's one thing. But, you know, when they're off duty, as it were.
When they're off the clock, yeah.
At a restaurant,
let them be. As we're back from break.
And don't ask for a second picture. So as we come back from break, we're with Nikki and Bree. They're getting lunch.
Apparently, as Bree was Instagramming, she spelled Ray-Bans wrong. Bree like, realizes she sucks. And wants Nikki to go in and fail big time.
Nikki's better at everything, apparently. So, oh god, this is gonna be... Why is this a contest? Why is this a contest of who's the suckiest singer? Honestly. That looks like Downtown Hapeville. Dude, that is Downtown Hapeville.
Nikki wants an Emmy for her singing.
What the hell are they doing down there? Why are they down there?
I don't know, but they're in Vancouver. Rosa and Paige.
Aw, she had some buddies come and visit.
Apparently this was originally her hometown.
I didn't realize. Paige, get your feet off the table. Oh, and now we're finding out about Rosa's boyfriend.
Paige is afraid of getting hurt. Apparently Rosa at one point put a recorder in one of her ex's cars. Apparently, they're talking about testing guys in a relationship.
You put a recorder in his car. Rosa! What?
Paige is now thinking of testing her boyfriend as we're in Stamford, Connecticut.
No! No, don't you do it, Paige! Don't you do it!
We have Renee Young and Nikki Bella.
Heading what does Nikki have on her head?
It is Jim Johnston.
The one, the only Jim Johnston. Bow down. We are not worthy. We are not worthy. He's God in WWE world, aside from Vince. What are you talking about, Nikki?
He would have to sing Timbits to, you know, people to get him to, you know, sing a song. I have a feeling Nikki's going to need your help.
That's a really nice studio.
It is. Karaoke, the only time karaoke is successful is when
Oh my God, I feel so bad for him. Oh, shit. And Renee is recording it.
More animated. More sex. He's like, good, she's not looking back at him.
Yeah, but she's gonna see this.
Uh-huh. He's like, we're not getting there, I'm willing. He's like, the champagne is only like a good idea right now.
They're gonna get Nikki drunk.
He needs the vocal to be sexy. We need Renee Young for Total Divas.
Renee Young and Emma for Total Divas.
As we're at break. So Paige has some interesting plans ahead, it seems.
Okay. Alright. I've composed myself.
You've composed yourself, you're good.
I'm gonna potentially go off if I run out of time after this, so just stand by in case, cause this rant will continue. Okay, let me back this up. Relationships are supposed to be built on trust.
Yes.
Trust is earned. I 100% acknowledge that trust is earned. But if you do not trust someone to the point you are putting a video or a voice recorder in their car, maybe you should consider breaking up with them. Especially if they've asked you to marry them. Because that's ridiculous. Like, that is seriously ridiculous. What in hell would make you want to do that? And also, you don't need to test relationships. Relationships in life get tested on their own. One way or another, life throws shit at you, and you and your partner either tackle it or you don't. There's no need to test that beyond life. Okay? So, her saying relationships need to be tested? No. No, they don't. 'Cause trust me, one way or another, it will get tested, and you will find out really quickly who has your back and shit and who doesn't. That goes for friendships, and that goes for dating. Am I wrong?
You're right.
So please, everybody out there, do not take that advice. Do not test your relationship. I'm using air quotes with this, okay? Just don't. If you feel the need to do that, then something is wrong. Something is seriously wrong. That's the point where you and your partner need to sit down and you need to have a chat.
Because once that's already in your mind, then, you know, there are issues. You don't need to test them. You already think them. It's where you have the conversation.
Pretty much, yeah. So, and please don't put a recorder in your boyfriend or your girlfriend's car. Just don't do that. If you think they're cheating, if you think they're lying, just call them out to their face. Because anytime you do that, that never ends well.
Especially for you.
Especially for you. Don't do that. As we're back, we're at WWE headquarters in Stamford. Jim Johnson's going to get the booze.
Mm-hmm.
I need him to be sexy. I need him to do it. That's pretty good, Renee.
He's going to sing it.
Oh my god, this is awful. And there's the quote.
Now she understands why it takes so long to quote a song.
Especially if you don't know what you're doing.
He thinks he has it. He's like, can we get out of here really quick? She still thinks she's better than Bray.
Why are the flags at half-mast?
I don't know. We're back with Paige on location.
All I know is it's Paige running around in the forest.
Wrestling with The Miz?
Oh no. I smell trouble.
Trouble's afoot? Oh no, it's Operation Test a New
Boyfriend. Oh no, oh no, 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 don't do it, don't do the thing, don't, oh god, oh no, 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 no. So we're back in Phoenix with the Bellas and Renee, and we're wine shopping.
Shocker.
Alright, I'm trying to figure out who's going to be next on Total Divas. Is it going to be Renee or is it going to be Emma?
Put Renee and Emma on there. Get rid of Alicia and Natty. Put Renee and Emma.
Or Tamina.
Bree is watching the video. She looked like a professional. Bree's like, I can't believe she thinks she's better than me.
Oh my god. Why is this the competition to see who's worse?
Natty.
Like, really, why?
Natty.
Wow, Natty, damn. We have a Tamina, we have a Naomi, we have a Natty. Natty, don't kiss.
Alicia.
Don't kiss Tamina like that. There we go, there's her name. Couldn't remember for a second.
Natty. Natty's spitting some lines.
Natty, don't use the word bae!
Boo-boo, kitty, and dope are two other words she's learned. Fleeky, freaky.
Is she sober or is she drunk? I can't tell.
She's 32 years old and she feels like she's being made to feel like she's Sally Jesse Raphael. Natty. No. Natty. No. Natty, no. She's now taking a selfie on the bar.
How drunk is she right now?
I don't know.
Tamina is like Natty. Natty, for the love of God, Natty, come with us. Please come with us.
And she's like, to Naomi, you're acting like my mom right now.
And Natty's having a moment. Oh my god, this is going to end so badly. Okay, so Nikki and Jim Johnston. Jim Johnston is now going to keep champagne in stock because of Nikki Bella. I kind of need the entire footage of that whole thing just to hear his snarky comments, because oh my god. It's amazing. You know, in the back of his mind, he's going, why? Why are they making me do this? Why? And then, let's see. Again, we're having the competition to figure out who's the worst. I'm trying to stay away from Natty because we're about to get the Natty moment. But oh my god, Natty. She's a special little snowflake. Possibly. Have to see. And then we're testing the boyfriend. Why are we testing the boyfriend? This just makes my brain hurt. Again, if you don't have faith in the person, if you feel like you need to test them, like, instead of having a tiff about it, why don't you have your tiff, make up, and then talk about it, and talk about what happens, you know, when she's not there with the fans, and do they come up and interrupt him, and what all happens with that, you know, and maybe set some boundaries, you know?
That would be the smart thing to do, but, you know, she's not thinking with her head at the moment.
No, she's not. She's really not,
she's being influenced.
And, you know, to be honest, Rose's advice is not bad advice. It's not good advice. But it's not bad advice. It's coming from Rose's point of view where she's had bad relationships. And Rosa clearly has trust issues. And she has boundaries. And as is Paige. Because they've both been hurt in the past. So I understand where they're coming from. I can see that side of it. But that being said, it's, again, if you do not trust that person that much, then maybe you're not ready to take that step. Maybe you're not ready to be in that relationship with them.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Because all you have to do is communicate. That's the thing. Like, all you have to do is talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
And have them talk to you. Because if you can't talk to them about this kind of stuff, you're totally screwed. Because what are you going to do when life throws something at you and you need them? And it's, well, oh, I can't go to them for this.
Right. When you set traps or test, you're already, you know, breaking the trust factor. And long term, it's not good. As we're back,
Natty's crying.
Natty's crying and she's doubting who she is. Naomi and Tamina are cheering her up.
Tamina, dude, y'all, everybody calm down. Tamina, no. Ball dude, no.
Dude, Stardust.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, no. Run. She will kill your ass. Run.
And one of the producers had to get involved.
He roundhouse kicked her. Tamina's trying to make a point. Let Tamina make her point. She almost killed somebody. I heart Tamina.
We're in Anaheim, California now.
This is why you don't roundhouse kick a diva. She will kill your ass.
They're doing some stuff for Extra Sports about hockey. Tim, they're doing hockey.
Tim, the Bella Twins are dressed up for hockey.
Swing and a miss.
Oh my god.
Swing and a miss. And eventually Bree hits at the puck.
Hockey is the one with the net, right?
Yes, with the skates and the ice and the puck. Bree's like Bambi on skates. The competition continues. And now they're fighting. Nikki is the better one of the two, according to Nikki.
Her pants are falling off.
Bree's like, you're singing the national anthem tonight. Bree's already set it up. They heard she was a great singer.
Oh my god, Bree, what the hell?
She set her up.
Okay, alright, so how to own your sister 101.
Yep.
Bree, taking Nikki to school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this competition just got taken to a whole other level. That's not even playing fair.
Mm-hmm.
But Tamina is awesome.
Yes, she is.
They had their moment. Tamina told Natty, screw everybody, you're awesome. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing. And she got roundhouse kicked by a drunk dude.
With a really big face.
With a really big face, yeah. He's really lucky they were able to get hold of her, because I have a funny feeling he would not be walking right if they hadn't. Like, you can see Trinity struggling to hold on to her. I mean, let's not forget, Tamina's kind of a badass. Like, legit. She will hurt you. Don't mess with her. Don't mess with any of the divas, but don't mess with Tamina. She's awesome and big and scary, and she could probably snap you in half with one finger. Just saying. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. As we come back from break.
We're with the Bella Twins. Nikki is preparing to sing the national anthem at the Ducks game.
What? What did she do? She was trying to do scales and she kind of screwed it up. She's trying to get out of this. Oh my god.
Oh my god, this is awful.
And Bree got one on her. It's not actually going to happen. And she got the girl to play along.
That's a pretty, pretty awesome rib. Again, owning your sister 101 by Bree Bella.
Right? Her singing's a joke. We're back in Vancouver now. I have no words for that.
That was epic. Oh god, we're testing the relationship. I don't even know if I want to watch this.
Oh yeah, you need to watch this. So Paige is going up to a girl and telling her basically, you see that guy over there? Go hit on him. And she's explaining, you know, this is to test my boyfriend. And she's ducking around trying to hide from her boyfriend. She's paying the girl $50. You gotta be specific because they're in Canada and the Canadian dollar is crap. At least today it is.
Everything is crap thanks to the stock market. Ding!
He doesn't know you're there because there's a big giant camera there.
Well, to be fair, Rosa's there, so they could be filming Rosa.
So Paige texts Rosa to go away.
This is such fifth grade shit. Like, seriously, this is the kind of crap you pull in, like, middle school.
Apparently the boyfriend was very standoffish and didn't fall for it. And now Paige just rocks on up. She's like, you passed. He's like, what? He's like, you do what now?
Oh god. Oh no. This is like such high school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even know what to do with that. He's like so, look at him.
He's like, that was weird. I'm going home now. He's like, she's like, I think you're overreacting. No, he's not.
But you didn't trust him before. That's the point.
He's like, you shouldn't send people to test me. He's like, I gotta cool down, I think.
You know, and that's fair. Okay, this, boys and girls, is why you don't pull this kind of crap. This is exactly why. Or if you pull it and you get away with it and they don't know it was you, you don't own up to it. Okay? You don't admit, oh, hey, yeah, I totally didn't trust you, so I sent somebody over to flirt with you. You don't do that kind of crap.
Nope.
Like, again, what, and you see his reaction to it where he's like, so wait, you didn't trust me? And she's like, oh, well, I trust you now, but yeah, you didn't before. Because if you really trusted him, if you really believed that he was going to do the right thing by you, then you would never have had to even consider doing that. You never would have even considered it. You would have just blown it off like, oh, Nate, hey, no, we're cool. You know, I know he'll do the right thing. Because here's the thing. He hasn't given her any reason to not trust him.
That we've seen.
Now, mind you, this is only what we've seen, but based on the show, he seems like a stand-up guy. He seems like a good guy. He's way better than the other one, who's kind of a jerk. Because here's the thing. He's very open with her. He's very honest with her. He doesn't try to hide things. Because she asked him point blank, you know, hey, does this go on while you're on the road? And he's like, no.
It's Rose's insecurities rubbing off on Paige. And now this is the consequences of what happened.
Pretty much. You know, it's something that if you don't feel that you trust somebody in a relationship, you can either talk it out and you can figure out why that trust isn't there between the two of you, or you need to end the relationship. You really do. Because it's going to be really hard to instill that in the relationship. Because if you do this kind of crap, now he's not going to trust her. Because she's proven that, I was doubting you and I don't think you're really is what you say to be. And, you know, he's going to remember that. That's going to click in his head. That's me like, well, you know, she did it once. Because all you gotta do is do it once.
That's it.
One time. That's it. Because then that sets a precedent of, well, oh, she did it once, she could do it again. And he's never gonna know if it's her doing something or if it's legit something else is going on, so he doesn't know how to react to the situation.
So what's the next test? That's always in the back of your head. What's the next one? That's not the way to think. Should not be the way that... That's not setting a good, relationship.
No. I mean, as a guy, if a girl did that to you, what would your reaction be?
I'd be, what is your problem? What is your deal? Why? What is the point of this? You don't trust me? Why don't you trust me?
Right.
What indication have I given you not to trust me?
As we come back from break, he's in the bed drinking. She rolls up. He's asking, and now they're having the talk.
He's asking why. She's now parting it off on Rosa.
And here's where Paige's immaturity is coming into play.
He's like, I just came here to see you. She opened up to the last boyfriend and, you know, it killed her trust. He's like, I won't do anything to mess this up.
And this is the conversation you should have instead of, you know, testing someone. And Paige is like, I'm never taking advice from Rosa again.
That's a good idea.
Good plan. Again, not to say Rosa's advice is bad.
But it was bad.
It was bad. In this instance, it was bad advice.
He's like, what size ring are you?
Oh, we get an engagement hint. Now they're laughing and things are a little better. It'll probably take a couple of days to heal up, but...
We're now in Massachusetts for SmackDown.
Worcestershire.
Worcester. Natty's in her head at the moment. Nikki's like, you've been here 10 years. Calm down.
She's Mama Diva. Basically, 30 is the new 20. Women are owning the world in their 30s. Damn right.
Nikki's like, I can't be Brisa's.
Well, she could, but she would have to make sacrifices that she's not willing to make, so totally accept that.
Nikki's like, you look the best I've ever known you at.
Basically, Natty is coming full circle. She's getting comfortable again. Nikki's calming her down. Everything's okay. There you go, Natty. Age is just a number. That's right. Put Carano in the sharpshooter. Do it. Oh my. Okay, we're getting the Big E date episode.
Paige being asked to train Cameron. Alright.
Alright, so Natty is like, I'm gonna do my thing. I'm powerful. I'm strong. I'm a badass. Damn right you are. Get it, girl. Get it. We have a resolution to Paige and the boyfriend. She's never taking Rose's advice again. Thank goodness. At least relationship advice.
Yeah.
And Tamina is awesome, as always. Emma is once again confused and has no idea what's going on. We had an Eric Rowan. He asked Natty how old she was.
Yeah, after she was at, yeah.
And Bree and Nikki are both horrible singers, and Bree owned her sister in a fantastic rib.
This is very true.
So I think that does it.
That sums it up for this week. Yeah.
Alright, so that's Total Divas Season 4, Episode 8. Next week is the Big E date episode. Can't wait for that.
That's going to be special.
That's going to be awesome. I truly can't wait for that. So, well, like us, y'all are going to have to wait. So till then, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and this has been The Rack Extra. We'll see you next week. Bye!